the holes and weaknesses, vulnerabilities, in computer systems, networks, and web applications. It requires skills and knowledge of operating systems, databases, and programming languages, as well as participation of continuous learning to implement in the field. Hacking is also known as penetration testing or pen testing when done ethically or offered as a service from security consultants. The way hacking skills are put to use depend entirely on morals. The term used for ill hacking is dubbed cracking. As technology moves forward and becomes more complex, so does hacking. Hacking can be described as a form of art and a way of expression. You have undoubtedly heard of phones, tablets, and computers being hacked, but it doesn't stop there. Here is a short list of things that can be hacked apart from the more traditional devices. Bullet: MacBook batteries. This was discovered by Charlie Miller in 2011. Hacked MacBook batteries had a possibility of overheating, and at worst-case scenario, one could cause the battery to explode. Findings were reported to Apple and patched. Bullet: cars, vehicle disablement, tire pressure system hacking, and disabling brakes are all possible. Bullet: computer camera. Webcams may be a great way to stay in touch with friends and family, but they also pose risks of people hacking into them and spying on you. Bullet: ATMs. ATM scams are on the rise worldwide. Statistically, Russia comes in number one with the most reported ATM infections, followed by the U.S. Bullet: airport security monitors. Though not impossible with the right credentials and machine, you could upload custom images to cover banned items otherwise seen through X-ray. Bullet: vending machines. Some are now accepting credit cards. Although unethical to do, old vending machines, early 2000 models, could still be hacked through the old tape on a dollar bill and sliding out trick. Effects of hacking in the world. Hacking has brought both positive and negative effects to the world. It has improved the online security of online businesses, organizations, and government associations. On the other side of the spectrum, it has cost millions of dollars in damages and repairs, such as the case with Sony, who in 2011 reported a loss of $170 million due to being hacked. One could, however, say that because of those damages and repairs, hacking has pushed online security to another higher level. Every year, financial reports reveal deep financial losses caused by being breached. The amount of the total loss equates to the amount of time and money it took to resolve issues such as repairs for security systems, addressing lawsuits, and repaying customer losses. While the motives of breaking into a secured network vary from corporate espionage to political insubordination or just plain robbery, the personal or political information gained from hacking into other networks can serve as an advantage in a business or political setting. Some companies and organizations steal information from others' businesses through their secret security operations. They could take anything from private research, business strategies, financial reports, customer information from databases, as well as sabotage competition through deletion of data, anonymous leaks of information, or modification of important files. The act of hacking has contributed to the advancement of online security, which has led to several breakthroughs in software protection. The usual pattern follows as hackers manage to break into a system, ethically or unethically, which then gets updated and patched. Later, the improved security then gets hacked again, ethically or unethically, and later updated and patched, and the cycle repeats. With every successful infiltration, stronger security comes along. Welcome to the digital world. First hack. To receive a big and warm welcome from your computer and officially start the first hack, you will be using your Windows Notepad application for the following. Number 1. Open up your Windows Notepad. You can find it by clicking the Windows button and searching for Notepad.